This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we actually have some positive news coming from our state capital. At a press conference this morning, Governor Bruce Rauner joined Acting Director of Agriculture Raymond Poe and other local elected officials to discuss his support for the Fairgrounds Foundation Bill. The bill that has bipartisan support creates a foundation that allows private donors to support and maintain the fairgrounds in both Springfield and DeCoin. Nearly every neighboring state to Illinois has established foundations with the purpose of accepting private funds for their state fairs or fairgrounds. Similar measures have been introduced in the Illinois General Assembly for a number of years, but they failed to advance. Currently, more than $180 million in deferred maintenance are needed at both the Springfield and DeCoin fairgrounds. Many buildings are in need of significant repairs, including 20 roof replacements in Springfield, electrical upgrades, and repairs to the grandstand. According to Acting Director of the Department of Ag, Raymond Poe, fairground foundations are not a new concept, and Illinois companies are donating money to those out-of-state foundations. We should be doing everything we can to keep that money in our state for our fairs. Governor Bruce Rauner said in a statement that the Illinois and DeCoin state fairs are vitally important to our agriculture community and the local economies of both cities. By creating a private foundation, companies and citizens will be able to donate directly to the fair to help maintain the grounds without any additional burden on the state. In National Ag News, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says checkoff groups can promote U.S. agriculture in Cuba. While in Cuba with President Obama, Secretary Vilsack announced USDA will allow the 22 industry-funded research and promotion programs and 18 marketing order organizations to conduct authorized research and information exchange activities with Cuba. These groups, which are responsible for creating bonds with consumers and businesses around the world, will be able to engage in cooperative research and information exchanges with Cuba about agricultural productivity, food security, and sustainable natural resource management. Secretary Vilsack called the announcement a significant step forward in strengthening our bond and broadening agricultural trade between the U.S. and Cuba. In 2014, Cuba imported over $2 billion in ag products, including $300 million from the United States. However, from 2014 to 2015, U.S. agricultural exports to Cuba fell 48%, down to $148.9 million. That was the lowest since 2002, giving the United States just a 10% market share as Cuba's fourth largest agricultural supplier, behind the European Union, Brazil, and Argentina. And we'll be back with more after these messages. Monsanto is sponsoring a program to benefit rural school districts. The America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program partners with farmers to provide funding to school districts across the U.S. to improve their math and science programs. I talked with Monsanto's community outreach manager, Heather Wolf, to find out how schools in our area could apply for the program.
The America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program is sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, and it works with farmers to help positively impact their communities by supporting rural public school districts. Since 2011, the Monsanto Fund has awarded over $9 million to help keep rural schools growing through this grant program. And the program funds a variety of math and science initiatives in rural school districts.
Well, this sounds like something that school districts in our area could really benefit from. So kind of walk us through the process. How does a school become qualified for this?
Sure. There's actually a two-step process for this. And the first is that farmers have to nominate the school district. So that's what we're asking right now, is for farmers to go out and nominate their local public school district. And they can do that one of two ways. They can either go online to www.growruraleducation.com and click on the Nominate Now button, or they can call us if they prefer at 1-877-267-3332. And all they'll have to do there is fill out a short nomination form and let us know which school district they'd like to nominate. Once they submit that nomination, we take care of the rest. We'll let the school district know that they're now eligible for the program and that they can submit a grant application. And then we need those grant applications to come in from the school districts by April 15th.
So do you guys accept all nominations and then it's up to the school to apply, or how does that work?
That's correct. So every county in the state of Illinois is actually eligible for the program except for Cook County. Not a whole lot of farming acres there. But all the other counties are eligible, so all of the rural public school districts there are eligible for the program. So farmers, they just need to be at least 21 years old and actively farming at least 250 acres of corn and or soybeans and or cotton and or open field vegetables, and then they can nominate one of the school districts.
Let's talk a little about the program. How long has this been going on? And give us some examples, maybe some funding that's been given to schools so far.
Sure. So the program actually started with a pilot in 2011, and Illinois was part of that pilot. And it went so well that we opened it up nationally in 2012. And every year we give away $2.3 million to schools across the U.S. So it's a big program where we get to give away grants of $10,000 and $25,000 to individual school districts. And actually, locally there, you've had three winners just last year. We had one $25,000 winner, Taylorville, and two $10,000 winners, Edwardsville and Centralia.
Well, this is great news. I was not aware of this before talking to you. Now, what do the schools need to use the funding for? Are there certain subjects, or talk a little about that?
Yeah, the only requirements that we have for the grants is that they be focused on math and or science education. And we really encourage the school districts to put together creative applications and let us know the kinds of things they want to do with their students in particular, so they can tailor this grant application to any kind of program that's really going to help their individual students. And last year, like I said, some of the school districts in Illinois had some really incredible programs. Taylorville, with their $25,000, was able to do some water quality sampling with some remote-operated vehicles. So that's some really interesting technology for students and probably the secondary schools to be able to be using out in the real world and collecting real water samples and then analyzing them and doing some problem-solving with them. And then Edwardsville and Centralia both used their money to help upgrade technology in their math and science classrooms.
Definitely a wonderful opportunity for both the students and the faculty at the schools. And I think you gave us a great overview of what opportunities are available. So just remind us again the process of applying and receiving one of these and all the information that we need to know.
Sure. So the very first thing that has to happen is that farmers have to go out and nominate their local public school districts. And we need them to do that by April 1st. And they can go to either www.growruraleducation.com and click on the Nominate Now button, or they can call us at 1-877-267-3332, and then school districts will have until April 15th to submit their applications.
And how do they submit them? Is that online?
It is. They can go to that same website, www.growruraleducation.com, and they'll click on Apply Now.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Heather. Anything else that I haven't asked you that you'd like to share with us?
You know, I just want to say thank you to all of the farmers who have already taken their time to nominate their local public school district this year. Without their help, the Monsanto Fund wouldn't have been able to make the over $9 million investment that they've been able to make in rural education over the last 5 years.
Community Outreach Manager for Monsanto, Heather Wolf. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.